Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White, and right now I have on the line with me James Ford. James is a veteran. He lost his leg below the knee, and he's working on his master's degree at Texas A&M in College Station right now. He is part of Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound, and he also has a podcast. Welcome to The Mark White Show, James Ford.
Hey, how's it going?
Going great. Glad to have you on the program today. Wanted to talk a little bit about your experience during your deployments and then how you got connected with Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound.
Probably ever since I've been an amputee, I've been a part of Operation Rebound in some form or fashion. I was injured in 2007. I became an amputee in 2008. I have always been involved with them. I went through the Challenged Athletes Foundation and Operation Rebound. They put on a program in 2010 to go, and basically it was a triathlon camp, and we did running, you know, cycling, swimming, you name it, we did it all. And that's I've always been involved with them. So
you served three tours and you had three combat deployments, two to Iraq and one to Afghanistan, is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
At what point did you lose your leg?
I suffered type 4 comminuted calcaneal fracture, which basically means the bone like shattered and exploded inside my foot. And they saved their main objective was just to save the leg, which they did. But then once I realized, you know, how severe my limitations were going to be with what was remaining, and I also had fractures throughout the foot and my tibia, but it was just that was when I made the decision once I realized, yeah, these limitations are even worse than having a prosthetic leg. That's when I was like, all right, let's go ahead and amputate. That way I can have a better quality of life.
This happened, James, through normal movement?
Define normal movement.
Well, if you're just walking and suddenly your ankle exploded, what were you doing?
No, it was from an IED blast that came up through our vehicle. It came, but I don't want to get into too many details, but it shattered my foot. So,
well, and yeah. One of the things, James, that I think about are veterans' issues, and you do that through your podcast. What are the issues that you cover primarily?
Mostly what it's run for is it kind of provides a place for people just to for veterans just to be themselves, like, and we cover, you know, I try to leave it for veterans only, some active military on there, but it's strictly for veterans. And, you know, oftentimes when we're on like normal, like news stations, we tend to get, I guess a lot of stuff gets cut and segmented out. And really what I want it to be for is to be for these veterans to be able to have their word unfiltered, uncut, the way that they describe it, the way that they feel it, that way it's all just pure. And mostly, you know, I cover a lot of, I see a lot of like mental health issues in veterans, and it ranges all over the place from, you know, PTSD is definitely one of them, but it ranges all over the place from loneliness to depression, and, you know, there's anxiety, but, you know, and it just serves a purpose for these people and for everyone to kind of be themselves. And, you know, in the end, everyone's putting a smile on their face on the podcast. You know, no one has, we all joke around on there. There's no reason to hide or be yourself. And I've gotten a lot of feedback from a lot of veterans, and a lot of people have been on it, is that they like it because they can just be themselves and it's uncut. They don't have to pretend to be anyone that they're not, which is what I love for everyone to be on it.
And I'm guessing you do a lot of listening.
Yeah, we do. We do a lot of interacting. I do ask questions pertaining to, you know, what they did and what they did, like how it affects them. And I've really kind of been able to network around a lot with some of the little guys that really don't make the news that often and or aren't always on the headlines that often, because there's some wonderful people out there that served that you just never hear about. It doesn't matter how long they served. If they were in for a year and a half and got injured in a training accident or you know, what they did in the military, I honestly, you know, you don't have to be a hero in the military, you know, to be on a path. As long as you have a good attitude and you're, you know, I see this, you know, you're probably going to get on it. I'm probably going to ask to interview you. And that's what's happened. And there's been a lot of people that I've crossed paths with, and I've made friends with people that I never really thought I would ever meet.
No, I get it completely. This is one of the reasons that I'm doing so many interviews with Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound, is because I do want to highlight many of these men and women who have sacrificed and who are facing battles themselves, and then sharing their stories that they overcame those experiences, and let it serve as an encouragement and inspiration to others. After your loss of your leg and you went into recovery, and you said it might have been when you met Nico was during physical therapy possibly, but the fact is you had to rebound from having a leg to not having a leg. How did you make that adjustment?
Oh man, that was like, that was the fastest adjustment I've ever had. I've heard so many stories how a lot of people struggle with it. I'll be honest, like I just kind of, I took my leg and ran with it. Like I literally did. I was running on a regular foot before I even had a running leg.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, like I don't really like to brag about myself, but I know I overheard, I eavesdropped. I got told by a lot of the amputees that you know how shocked they were at how well I ran with a regular foot, regular prosthetic that wasn't made for running. And I was just like, you know, in the back of my mind, I didn't really say this to them. You know, I just, you know, in the back of my mind, the way I processed it was just like, you just got to do it.
That's right.
You just got to do it. You know, you're going to have to adapt to everything in life. So just get out there and do it, figure it out, make it happen. And that's what I did.
That's awesome. And we're going to take a break, James, for just a minute. But when we come back, I want to talk about, you went from the foot that people said you shouldn't be running the way that you're running on to actually Operation Rebound, finding special equipment, and I'm sure a prosthetic that worked for you in a way that you could run even better. Let's talk about that when we come back. Right now we have James Ford on the line. He served 2 tours in Iraq and 1 in Afghanistan. And he's on the line with us right now talking about Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound and sharing a little bit of his story. I hope you'll stick with me. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And I am your host, Mark White. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug. A little laugh, we can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Hi, this is Maddie from Mama Nims.
And this is Amy. Come on out to Mama Nims and have some ribeye steaks, hamburger steaks, pond-raised catfish, whole fish or fillets, made from scratch, homemade, the best in the world ever, apple pies, fresh desserts.
Y'all come by and see us.
Thank you, Amy and Maddie. I would like to encourage you to go to Mama Nims in Anderson, Alabama, 256-800-4003. Check them out on Facebook at Mama Nims, MAMANEMS. Just like Mama's cooking, we put the love in it. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
It's bow time. Down here, pimento cheese is pretty much its own food group. So when fans told Bojangles to bring back our legendary spread, we did them one better and also fired up a gooey, golden, melty, molten, pourable pimento sauce. So now you can spread it thick across your favorite biscuit, pour it over seasoned fries, stir it into mac and cheese, or dip supremes in it. Because with 4 ways to eat our pimento cheese, the recommended daily servings just became yes. It's bow time.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
You are my sunshine, the only sunshine. You
Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting, so he hurries.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. We have been talking to veteran James Ford. He shared a little bit of his experience in Iraq and Afghanistan, coming home and then recovering rather quickly after losing his leg, and he started running. Now, Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound is known for helping to get veterans and first responders back on their feet, get them to where they can compete athletically. I wanted to talk about that with James some more. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, James Ford.
Hey, thanks.
Let's talk about your athleticism prior to your injury and then athleticism post-injury.
Yeah. I played soccer growing up. I played a lot of soccer. I played baseball. I was on a wildland fire crew before I was in the Army up in Oregon. You know, after that, I was in the Army. And I wouldn't have ever considered myself an athlete, but I guess I had endurance and strength.
That's good. That's good. Well, that's a start. And then, of course, where did Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound come in for you to actually help you and benefit you with living without your leg?
Well, I adapted pretty good with living without my leg. It was just figuring and kind of dialing in the rest of it, like running efficiently with a prosthetic leg. You know, cycling was a new sport to me. So cycling and then cycling with a prosthetic leg was definitely, you know, all new. And swimming, I somewhat swim, but I wasn't like competitive. It was just more like, this is, my parents were just like, yeah, you're going to go to swimming lessons so you don't drown in the lake when we go out to the lake. That's pretty much the only reason why I went to swimming lessons.
My lesson was being thrown into a lake at Cub Scouts, learning how to swim. That was my lesson. Here's Mark going into the water. I didn't know how to swim, but they had told me how to doggy paddle prior to being in the water. So that was it, man.
Yeah. They're like throwing a life jacket out to you and like pulling it away from you, making you swim for it.
It was the 80s. What can I say? We were drinking from water hoses too.
Yeah, exactly. No car seat. Those were the times.
Yeah. So what did you need from Operation Rebound? How did they really help you? What was the basic idea that really helped you move forward with them?
Just dialing down, just dialing down running and learning how to, I mean, cycling, you know, it's you just need to learn, you just kind of got to learn how to get fitted on a bike and then run with it. And it's just, that's an endurance thing. There is some technique to cycling, but I just, you know, I'm one of those brute force guys. I'm just like, yeah, we'll just go with it. And swimming is like, swimming competitively is something I had never done, but you know, that requires a lot of finesse and technique. I was cycling. My primary sport through them was just cycling. I had a couple of really nice bikes. I had a couple of Bianchis. One of them I built myself. I put the bike together myself. That was my main sport that I did, that I competed through with them. And I was also on the side, I was also doing CrossFit too. You know, brute force and me. Brute force and cycling go together really well. It was up until a couple of years ago in 2018 where I got kind of sidelined, and then from an injury from what is now being related to the Afghanistan injury, but it sidelined me for a couple of years there. And they ended up, I got rid of all my road bikes because I was not sure like where I was going to be, you know, what the other side of this was going to look like. It was even like worse than having the leg, and we just kind of, I finally got to this, I figured out where my new 100% is, and I'm actually back in it now. So
awesome. One of the things I think about, James, are the veterans that you've talked to through your podcast and the importance of them being able to share their stories, as you said, without being clipped and just basically headlines or taglines that the media likes to use, just clips, because they enjoy using just clips of people as opposed to their full commentary. That's helpful when it comes to veterans being able to share, because if they are willing to share and then their conversation is cut down to a few seconds, it doesn't really do justice to that person, nor do they feel like they've really been able to open up. And in what you're doing, you are giving them that avenue to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I am. I think, and you know, there's been a few veterans on there that I've interviewed that I absolutely love. There's a couple, there's one veteran, he runs, oh man, he uses his nonprofit to raise funds for other nonprofits. And it's called VetWad, which stands for, you know, WAD stands for work out of the day. It's kind of a CrossFit thing. And I just love what he does. I love that he raises funds for a lot of these veterans nonprofits through his nonprofit, which is great. He sets up like online competitions. And that just spoke out to me. He's got a clear vision and a goal. And I loved what he was doing. And he, you know, it was a lot of the stuff that he does, he kind of focuses on mental health awareness within the veteran community. And just recently, I also, I've had her on twice. Another veteran out of California, that she was one of the first people to get the COVID-19, and she made a recovery from it, which was good. And she survived it, and she's still recovering. And so that's been another one. You know, it's like when you're out there, and you know that there's been probably hundreds of veterans that have gotten this. And like when I kind of saw her story out there, and I reached out to her, I related to her in a way. You know, the way I read it or interpreted her story, you know, it was like being alone in a hospital and isolated, It's very, very depressing and scary. And if you've never experienced that before, that is something new for a lot of people. And I was able to completely relate to her. I just saw how positive she was coming out on the other side of it. And that's been one of my other favorite persons that I do take favorites in my podcast, but everyone is of equal, but I have my favorite ones that I enjoyed a lot. And then there's been a few other ones. I just can't name them off the top of my head.
Well, you know, from experience that everybody has a lesson to share. Everybody has a story to share. And if we take that story and we can apply it to our life, whether we're a veteran or not. And I was just thinking about people who are listening right now who may not be a veteran or a first responder, but the fact is that they have a challenge in their life, and they can look to these people like you're sharing, a gentleman who starts a nonprofit to help nonprofits and uses his time and energy to help those who are struggling during this time. Especially nonprofits are struggling because the money's not coming in, the events aren't happening, and it's become a very challenging mission to be running a nonprofit this time.
It very much is. And I like what, he does. I do participate in one other sport, that Operation Rebound. I'm not 100% sure if they participate in it, but I do a lot of adaptive CrossFit. I am with Team Some Assembly Required Adaptive CrossFit. And it's just like, being a part of this other, two different types of communities, I get to see both the best of both worlds, because, here in the adaptive world, it's easy to set up an online competition where you just video yourself doing some workout that someone makes up and then submitting it and see who comes out as a winner. It's really easy. And what he's able to do with this is set up these online competitions, and he's raised money for some really good, organizations out there. For one of them was for veterans that are separating from the military to help them transition. And that one really kind of touched my heart right there, because sometimes when you're getting out of the military, it's just like, well, here you go, and like kind of give you the boot, and it's just like, if you're fresh out of high school and you join the military and then you get out, sometimes it's like, well, some people can get back to life pretty easy, but some people can't. Some people struggle with it.
No, I get it. As a former police officer myself, you like the structure. There is some structure that's created within that community. And for so many, and I know that you relate to me, that you have structure in your life, a certain time to get up, a certain time to do this, and it's a tight schedule. Most people, their lives aren't that way if they haven't been programmed, so to speak, or learned that structure. It doesn't necessarily come naturally. It's something we have to really think about for a while.
Yeah, it is.
And then they get out of the military or get out of law enforcement, and the structure is no longer there. And either they build a routine that allows them that structure, or their life just becomes chaos. So it goes from structure to chaos pretty quick.
It really can. And man, I've seen a lot of good people, go into dark places, even though they're surviving. They end up going into dark places. And it's just, That kind of breaks my heart a little bit when you see, you know that these people know how to do stuff, but they're letting it happen anyway. And I've even caught myself in that situation, but most of the time when I'm catching myself in that situation, it's because I need to reset, need to take a quick break and reset myself. And so that's what I'll do, that periodically. I'll just take a quick break and reset myself.
Just a few days ago, I had Chappie Hunter on the program, and he has Alpine Ranch CrossFit, and he talked about the adaptive CrossFit that you were talking about. And that's something that, as a San Diego police officer, he's active in and really enjoys the CrossFit. He says it has just tremendous benefits for him.
Yeah, it does. It really does. Normally I won't function without coffee, but I will jump into. I've been doing all my workouts in my front yard for everyone to watch. It's basically watch me die in my front yard. You know, I think people get a kick out of it when they're driving by and they see it. Is he trying to lose his other leg? And I don't know what I don't know what people think, but I just go out there and do it, and I'll start brewing my coffee, and it kind of gives me doing the workout. I start waking up, and then I can go get my coffee after I'm done. So it's like I'm not allowing the coffee to, I guess, control my life.
Right.
You know, because I know how I'll get. I will get in this scenario where I'm like, I'm not leaving the house. I'm not doing anything until I have at least one cup. But I know if I get into these hard, stressful workouts, I also can wake myself up doing that. I can function without this chemical by doing something that gets all the chemicals in my body and in my brain and my emotions flowing right away. And then I can, it's like trying not to make decisions based off of emotions, I guess is what I'm sort of doing in a way.
Yes. Yes.
Lately, since the whole pandemic has started, I've actually incorporated a new routine in my morning. So I do my CrossFit workout, and then immediately afterwards, while I'm recovering, I have also turned to the Calm app, too, to kind of relax my body. It's almost immediately. So it's like heart rate's jacked up. I'm killing myself with these crazy workouts, and then it's like, bam, I'm on my couch or the bed listening to a lady on this app telling me to take a deep breath in and what I'm gonna focus on for the rest of the day, you know, something about relaxation. So it's like two extremes back to back. And I actually kind of like what I'm doing right now. I like how it feels. It feels good.
Good routine.
It's a good routine. But it's like kind of like meditation. You get to like listen, she helps you relax and tells you to do. It only lasts about 10 to 12 minutes each session. And so it's nice. It's nice. It's a nice tool in the toolbox.
Maybe I should do an interview with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And she puts me to sleep, and then she's, are you still there, sir? Are you still there?
Yeah.
No, I'm out. You take over. Name the show after her.
Yeah.
It's the Calm Show.
It's the Calm Show. Relax, fall into a deep sleep. Ooh, listen to white noise.
You have no listeners.
Yeah.
They're gone. They're out.
Either that or everyone will be coming for the white noise.
First 3 minutes, they're done.
Yeah.
It's like if you got something you got to say, you better knock it out in the first 90 seconds.
Yeah. It's like we know we'll get at least about 10 minutes of talking and then 30 minutes of white noise, static. It'll be perfect.
I love it. I love it. Hey, I tell you, Nico has hooked me up with some really cool people to talk to, and you're one of them, James. I appreciate the fact that I've been able to talk to you this afternoon.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on.
We always want to try to encourage people to check out Challenged Athletes Foundation. They can do that by going to challengedathletes.org. Find them on Facebook. You can find Operation Rebound on Facebook at Operation Rebound CAF. You can also find them on Instagram, Challenged Athletes Foundation, and on Twitter. Do your part. Find a place where you can plug in. If it's Challenged Athletes Foundation or if it's another organization that you want to support, find a way to make a difference and just do it. That's all I can say is we have 24 hours in a day. We can decide what to do within those 24 hours. We can sleep, we can eat, we can do a lot of different things. But I think the best thing we can do is try to make a difference in somebody's life during those 24 hours. And then when we go to sleep, we know that we have done something that was worthwhile. And if we don't wake up the next morning, then we know that we did something the day before that helped somebody and made a difference. And I think that's the most important part of life. Thank you, James Ford, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Folks, that was James Ford. He has served in our military. He is a veteran, served two times in our deployment there in Iraq, two times in Afghanistan, one time. He is a part of Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound, and he has a podcast. James, what is the podcast name?
So it's Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
Okay.
But be forewarned, if people go and listen to it, there is a lot of veteran humor on there.
Okay, I might have to be careful then. This is family friendly. Somebody posted the other day about talking to somebody. They wanted to hear conservative radio, and they went to Joe Rogan. And I'd never heard Joe Rogan, but somebody had me listen. I was like, oh, okay, because this guy was really shocked. He said, I'm so shocked at what I heard. And and I thought, well, you know, that's how the guy's making it. You know, and everybody has their different thing, you know, and I do my thing. And I've got a six-year-old daughter that typically will come and listen to my show. So I have to, and I've got a Bible school that's a sponsor of my show that allows her to go to a private school. So I have to be, you know. I have to watch it, you know, because I don't want the principal coming back. Hey, Mark, what was this they said? And you let them say, blah, blah, blah. Oh, well, let that one slip, coach. All right.
But yeah, I will say every episode I've done on mine has been a different theme somehow, because every veteran has brought something out of me that I don't normally bring out, or I've brought something out of them that people don't normally bring out. So every episode is completely different.
Yes. I'll take a listen myself. I'll look forward to hearing it.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, buddy. Thank you, James. I appreciate you being on the show today.
Thanks.
All right, folks. This has been another edition of the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I hope you'll tune in next time. And I am your host, Mark White.
Hey, y'all, this is T. Graham Brown, and you're listening to my friend Mark White right here on the Mark White Show. Great guy. If you want to make a difference in your life, trust in God and never doubt, for surely He will see you out. Make a difference in somebody's life if you can only see me now.